the Holy Spirit won't in place or the church won't make it. There are some things we need to know, and there's a secret hidden in the Word of God that the Lord want to open to you tonight that would be a great protection for you in the system. The system that we're living in, we cannot have a social gospel. We can't let the system run it. And satanic, seducive power will pass by us if we don't know certain things. The believer have to live beyond commercials. And there's one way to do it, and we're going to find it. So I want you to prepare yourself tonight. I need you to pray in the spirit a few moments to help finish the atmosphere for what we're about to do. Oh God, thank you. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Let us make a mark that can't be erased. Even tonight in the spirit world. All over the world. Help us, Holy Spirit. Handele borra nansukoterete. Koro ba 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 satara kosheti. Shetongere tarabataro koshekere monromanasaya. Help us to convert wisdom. Usable tonight. Hata, usable wisdom. Shata tarara ba ba ba. Put us in a place that nothing can touch us. We understand. We know what to do. Ha ta ta la la ba. We know when to say yes. We know when to say no. Ta ta la ta ta koshi. We know when to move. We know when to be still. Ha ta ta la la ba sha ka ta ta. Ra ma ma na sa ka ta 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 ta. No matter how it look, we know. Ha ta ta la ta ka sa ta 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 ta. Our answer has already come. No matter how disturbing it looks, we know we'll come out victorious. Thank you, Father. Praise and honor and glory be to you. All right. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. A passage of scripture we're going to read to set us up. This would be the introduction and the first chapter to a book. I've been driving about 3 hours, and the Lord said, I know I want you to go and start. I want you to do the first chapter in that book tonight, because the body of Christ needed so bad, especially in this millennium season and the young people. There are so many things to pull them. They're going to have to, certain things you have to know in the spirit, certain things you have to know from God, and we're going to begin to share it. Let's just turn to Romans 4. Romans chapter 4, and I'll tell you what we're going to talk about in a few moments. Romans chapter 4, I told my son, Darnell, take care of the covers of books and how he's going to come out and what, and I told him the subject and told him to go to work on it because they need to come out quickly. In Romans chapter 4, verse 16, is a supernatural story told of an impossible situation that faith and grace and hope and the written word made come to pass. A man who was operating in faith, hope, grace, had the written word, the supernatural hope he was operating in. But there was another element that the church has not known about that was working in that man also. And I think the introduction to it tonight will put you in a better position to be convinced of victory when it looks like you don't have victory. Because victory is not by sight. Victory is by might. You got that? Victory is not by sight. Victory is by might. Okay, by the might of God, the Almighty God. So as you read, we come to this verse of persuasion. We're going to come to a verse of persuasion. But there's a revelation in this chapter that I have never seen before that the Lord revealed to me, and I'm going to reveal it to you. Also, let's start at the 13th verse, because Romans 4:13 also, because you're going to see promise. You're going to see the promise, and promise is one of the real foundation of the believer, that God had promised a lot of things. You're going to see faith. You're going to see grace. You're going to see hope. You're going to see a hope exchange. There's a natural hope, and there's a supernatural hope that is presented by the spoken word or the written word. Okay, there's a supernatural hope, and faith is supernatural. But there are some things I want you to see. So 13th verse says, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. You see that? For if this watch of the law be as, for if they watch of the law be as, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Now notice it has faith, and it has the promise there. Now the Bible is full of promises. All right. He says the 15th verse, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there's no transgression. Therefore it is a faith. See that? That it might be what? That's where you got saved. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, and not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now notice verse 17, he's going to tell us about it, because this man is told he's going to have a child, and he's 100-something years old, his wife is 100-something years old, but yet through these different things, promises, faith, grace. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
The same thing that you have as a believer. I'm going to add something else to it that is not seen in this text, that then I'm going to break it down as much as I can tonight. 17th verse says, as it is written. See, and you have to understand, you have to have the word to break into the supernatural.
Amen.
I made thee the father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Now notice in the 18th verse, he switched to a supernatural hope. Sometimes natural hope, things you see, things you hear, things you feel, they are not good enough. It looks like all hope is lost. But never for a child of God, listen to me, never, 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 no matter how things look, no matter how you feel, you're never helpless. You always have the divine right to shift to another level. And the first level you must go to is another level of thinking. Don't accept that which does not bless you. Come to the spirit of denial. Say no to it. Because it exists in either two dimensions. It exists in the natural, and it exists in the demonical realm, if it's against you. But you can move to a higher realm if you take the thoughts of God and the word of God and deal with it. All right? All right, all right. So he's in the 18th verse, and I don't know if something might be in your life, and that's what church is all about. Something might be in your life that it looked like there's no hope. But there's another hope. Beside the hope you can calculate. There's a non-calculating hope in the spirit that man cannot decide how far it's going to go. Somebody should have been helped right there. What? Who against hope, in the 18th verse, against hope. You see that? Believe in hope. That sounds like it's backward, but if you don't know that shifting now. That's a shifting statement. If you don't understand that, you say, hope is hope. No, hope is not hope.
Amen.
See, you're talking about one hope. I hope he show up. A lot of times he might not show up. But hope with God is supernatural. He always show up.
Yeah.
And he always, you listening? He always can handle what he find on the scene. God will never show up if you sin for him, and when he get there, scratch his head. Now, society has tried to lever him to that, and they have invented things they think equal with God. But I got news for them.
See,
that they're a problem that society can't solve. But there's absolutely nothing. Nothing. No thing that God can't solve. Can I get an
amen?
Can I get two hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
All right, now notice this. I'm just trying to read the text now. Notice this. It's so good, I stop at different places. Who against hope, believe in hope, in verse 18, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. Underline that. Because you got at the beginning, verse 17, as it is written. As it is written, and then you move into a deeper dimension according to that which is spoken. So it's not just written now, it's spoken. Now, a lot of opportunities to stagger. It says in the 19th verse, being not weak in faith. So that means you can be weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he's about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. You see that? All right. Now notice, he staggered not, we get a word promise again, at the promise of God through unbelief. Who with me?
Yes.
But was strong in faith doing what?
Giving glory to God.
And now notice now, and being what? That what he had promised, he was all, who was able also to perform. Now, we're going to deal with the fact this book will be called The Holy Ghost, The Hidden Persuader.
Wow.
Now, there's a lot of persuasion going on in this system, commercials, television, satanic movies, commercials on television, a lot of satanic, a lot of sneaky ways to get you to do something. But you're going to be walking around aware of the fact that you have in you the persuader of all persuasion. And it's a sureness with the Holy Ghost as the hidden persuader. It's a certainty. It's a position where you become convinced and you're satisfied. See, you can't be deceived into something if you're satisfied. See, there's only one persuader, but many persuasions. And there are many out there call themselves, they have their demonic ways and psychological ways of being persuaders. But this one persuader disembark all the other persuaders. And so let's turn to some scriptures to back us up here. I'm going to tell you four or five things. I want you to go to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. We're going to look at the principle of verse 4. It's talking about a woman, how she should carry herself, but the principle is there. It talked to everybody in the body of Christ. But let it be the hidden man of the heart. 1 Peter 3, 4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Now, within the context of that reading, the persuader's in there. The persuader's there, and the persuader will convince you so much that no other persuasion will be able to pull you off track.
Amen.
See, the Holy Ghost is my hidden persuader.
The Holy Ghost is my hidden persuader.
Living on the inside of me. I can assure you from this night forward, every time something try to pull you away, a conviction going to come upon you to give you a chance in a split second to make the right decision, because they rush you with stuff one after another. But if that convict is already there, Yeah. All right. So there you got 1 Peter 3:4, the hidden man. Now, the persuasion have to come to your inner man, which is your soul. Your spirit is already persuaded. Your soul has to be persuaded so it can get your senses persuaded to go God's way. Because there's a lot of persuaders out there. All right? But we have one. And he knows the trick of all of them. We have one who can read demon mail. Demon texts. Revelation chapter 2. This you have to be thorough. Have to be real thorough, because in that lesson I read in Romans 4, something Abraham had that was not revealed to us from reading the scripture. Abraham, you talk about the promise, talk about the grace. Talked about the faith. It talked about the written word. It talked about the spoken word, didn't it? Yeah, but you didn't see that hidden persuader. Faith alone couldn't get him to do that. Hope alone couldn't cause that to happen. He had to have the convicting power of the hidden persuader, which is the Holy Ghost. The last thing you try to do might not have come out like you should, but after the night, you pause with the knowledge that I have on the inside of me, the Holy Ghost, the hidden man, who is the divine persuader. And he's going to persuade me to go places that I couldn't go. Do things I couldn't do. Take things I couldn't take. Hear things I couldn't hear. See things I couldn't see. Manifest. Demonstrate. Use my divine creative abilities that's on the inside of me, because God's on the inside of me. I will not live normal. They try to cool us down, the church, calm us down, just as another organization. I got news for them, baby. Nobody can walk shoulder to shoulder with us. Nobody. Nobody has this power. I don't care what they're in, the White House, the outhouse, your house or my house. Nobody can walk in the power we as believers can walk in, especially knowing that we have this persuader on the inside of us, which is the Holy Ghost. The persuader is the Holy Ghost. He will persuade you to do the right thing when it look wrong. Wait a minute, let me say it again. He'll persuade you to do the right thing when it look wrong. Because it sometimes look like you're not going to win. Look like you're losing. But just do what he tell you to do. He has secrets for your outcome. Write that down. He has secrets for your outcome that you can't see right now. You got to keep walking with him. The Holy Ghost, the hidden persuader. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. There is always, in every situation, hidden manna. Don't wait till you go to heaven to find no hidden manna. Listen, there are always, in every situation you're dealing with, there's hidden manna. There's God has something in there for you to feed you, to cause you to overcome that what you're dealing with. See, the hidden man, the hidden persuader, lives in the hidden manna. Yes. did she do that? How did she get out of that? I know that man. How he made such a good living for his family. I was in school with him. But he stepped off into hidden manna. See, this. I want this series to slow you down. We move too fast. And we take too much outside consultants. And we're missing the inside consultant. So I want you to slow up. Nothing in that big a hurry. See, people try to jam you, but you know God stopped time. Is something really working against you? If you respect God enough, he'll stop the time for you until you can hear from him what to do. So really, a lot of the stuff we call an emergency is not emergencies. It's fear in a hurry. All right, now in 1 Corinthians 14:2, I want to line you up with this. I'm going to talk line you up with the hidden man, hidden manna in Revelation 2:17, because I got to go to some things I want to show you. In 1 Corinthians 14:2, it talks about hidden mysteries. Now, when a mystery is revealed, what it does, it brings heaven to earth. When a mystery is revealed to you, what it will do is bring heaven down to earth. In other words, it brings God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the angels, the kingdom, everything up there. Because they're in the mystery. You see, that's why I want you to be in a hurry so you won't see the mystery, that you won't walk in the manner. But with the convictor and the comforter, and the one who called in spiritual shots, yes, who is the Holy Spirit. That's why I put him in you. That you may live above standard. Yes. Worldly standard, a worldly situation, or what's the system saying? You, if you pause long enough, I'll tell you how to handle it. Amen. How to manifest it, how to demonstrate it, how to create it, how to stop it, how to start it. Anything. I mean, look. See, we don't have to go to categories in the body of Christ. See, we don't have to that, because there's always, listen to me, divine supernatural substance available to us to change every other substance. Amen. Are you following me?
Yes.
You read the verse in 1 Corinthians 14:2? You see what it says there? Read it out. All right, so you're in another realm. But you're speaking mystery, and when the Holy Ghost, so the mystery, you can't, when the mystery is revealed to you, you're moving in another realm where men don't understand you. But they can't stop you either. Are you following?
Yes.
Now, these things shouldn't be new to the church, but to a certain degree, apostolically, they are. Yes, to that degree.
Right.
See, we prayed, we have confessed, we have decreed, we have made affirmation, but this divine persuader, this divine convincer in us to tell you, don't panic. Don't you know you can't lose? Are you following me? Now, one more aspect. 2 Peter 1:21. I want you just, because I'll go back over these scriptures because I'm going to teach a series on this. But, uh, when you are persuaded, you are sure from the persuader, the inner persuader, you're sure you're moving by the Holy Ghost. And you cannot ever move by the Holy Ghost and don't have success. Matter of fact, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, from this night forward, he wants you to live under holy persuasion. In all of your transactions, listen to me, in all of your transactions, whatever you're dealing with, nothing too small, nothing too big. You got me? Nothing too small, nothing too big. But function from Holy Ghost persuasion. Don't go to sleep on me, sir. Function in Holy Ghost, I'm telling you good stuff. It's stuff better than you ever knew in your life. I don't care where you work at, what you got, who you think you are. You need to hear what I'm saying. Holy Ghost persuasion. You're not going to be able to make it in this life, churchgoer or not, if you don't know how to function from the dynamics of the Holy Ghost as the persuader. That scripture says holy men of God wrote, move as is moved by the Holy Spirit. See, we can't be moving without the Holy Spirit. We can't be moving with a sack full of scriptures without the Holy Spirit. He got to persuade us what scripture to use. So it makes the church look weak. We're saying a lot of stuff and quoting a lot of stuff, but we don't have no power because we haven't consulted with the persuader. He persuaded the devil, you're losing. You just about get on with me, you're losing. He persuaded him. The devil said, all right, I'm going somewhere else. Because this person here on the conviction, this person got confidence. This person here sounds so certain. Yeah. Like nothing happening to them. They're still standing up to me and telling me in the name of Jesus, back off. In the name of Jesus, back off. You better say something here. In the name of Jesus, back off. In the name of Jesus, come forth. Yeah. See, you're calling for what he was trying to block. Yeah. But we got to have this persuasion. Now, listen to a few things I can tell you. My wife acted as my secretary because it came on me coming down the highway. The Holy Ghost. Now, actually, from a secular book, a man wrote some hundreds of years ago about how the world is going to have these different commercial persuasion. And they'll have you buying something or going somewhere. They'll have you in the middle of an island with no building in it because they've told you how nice it is. But if you don't have nothing to stop you because they dress it up, they're getting millions of dollars. They go in a room, they get millions of dollars to figure out how to make you move. You remember the popcorn used to come across the screen, but you couldn't hardly see it? That thing tricked me many years. I didn't know as a boy, but they put it across the screen, it was subliminal. The law came again, but they're still doing it. And it crossed across the screen, and you thought that you want some popcorn, but that screen had showed you some popcorn, and the persuader. I tell you how much they started losing after they found out it was a trick. It dropped over 50%. But that's all over the world now. You ever bought some shoes and you got home, you didn't really like them? Especially when you put them on, these things hurt, man. But you just look so good, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, you do better. I want you to do better. Now, this persuader, he knows, take note here now, he knows all things are possible. So he will persuade you when it look like it's impossible. But Mark 9:23 says, if thou can believe, so this persuader, he knows all things are possible. Secondly, he will become to you the most personal being that you ever knew. When you start seeing him at the persuader and coming under conviction, he's personal. He don't put your business in the street. Thank God. You ought to clap there. Thank God. I got somebody gonna help me. And not gonna put my weakness, my shortcoming, my insufficiencies. All y'all ought to say amen, because we all got it. You know he'll help you. So he's personal. Now, listen very carefully. It's based on the virgin birth in Luke chapter 1. I'm not going to go there. But I want you to tell you something about this. It's persuader here. The Holy Ghost is hidden persuader. He is the one that birthed spiritual pregnancy. He can impregnate you with a promise and manifest it. You see, when Mary was impregnated, it was an insight of spiritual impregnation. Not only Mary could get pregnant. Are you following me? See, the Holy Ghost can impregnate you with something that is not by normal practice. See, because if you just keep listening to that man, they tell you how they got there. Took them 25 years to get there. Impregnation can take you in 25 seconds. So when you are being led by the Spirit or headed somewhere, be sure that you can come in contact with your spiritual birthright of being spiritually pregnant with something, that it was no other way for it to come. Now we got Mary birth, and here we got Sarah, 100-some years old. The other birth, that two births right there. For one, this woman never had sex, she become pregnant. This woman here was too old, she become pregnant. So I must be become pregnant with something. See, because if you're not listening, if you're not able to be persuaded of the impossible, you're not going to ever see it. All right, that's number three I told you about. He knows all things are possible. He is personal. The Holy Ghost is the hidden persuader. He, the one that births spiritual pregnancy. And see, when you get pregnant, you got to, see, it's parallel. When you become pregnant with something spiritually, you got to do like a mother do. She don't bump against stuff. And she got to sleep a certain way. And she don't eat everything. And she don't try to run track. And she don't go out there and ride no bicycle or horse. So when you're pregnant with something, you got to leave these devilish people alone. They like riding a horse. The baby can't handle all that. Your cousin in Chicago or some other state, where the snow be falling and it's cold and they do a lot of skiing. Colorado, call you out of Colorado, you're 7 months pregnant. And she said, I have such a good ski trip we're about to go on. I want you to come go with me. And you never skied before. You're 7 months pregnant. And as you and your husband standing there looking, you're on open line, and it's the first child. And they say it's a boy. You name him already. And you look at your husband and say, I think I want to go. Got to protect the baby. That's what I'm trying to say. All right. All right. All right. Listen. Heals the power that brings the manifestations and demonstration.
Amen.
That persuader on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
See, because he don't only persuade you.
Yes, sir.
Watch what I said. Now you got to read this. He persuade himself.
Yes,
then you didn't get it.
Yes,
who got it?
Yes,
he persuade himself. Who got it?
Yes,
see, he God. The persuader, the Holy Spirit, the persuader who is on the inside of you is God himself. So he persuaded himself that it's time for you to have that. But he needs you in the flow of persuasion with him. I see it. Now, get this. He is the master of mysteries that brings heaven to earth. Now, just pass by these two scriptures quickly. That's in Matthew 13, verses 11 and 12. He's the master of mysteries. I'll say it another way. What manifests all of God's abundance. You can personalize that. He's the master of mystery that will manifest abundance in your life. You won't even know how.
Amen.
But you'll know why.
Yes.
You're not going to always know how.
Yes,
but you can always know why.
Yes.
I'm blessed. I don't know how all the way, but I know one thing. I know why I'm blessed.
Yes.
I know who did it.
Yes.
And I know who to give the glory for.
Yes.
Are y'all listening?
Yes.
Some of y'all about to move to another level. I mean, you can't hear no teaching like that no more.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Notice this. He answered, said to them, because it is given to you to know the mystery. So you got a persuader on the inside of you unfolding the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. Go to the next verse. Watch what happened. Watch what happened. Where your abundance is at? Jesus said, the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm coming that you might have life, you might have more abundance. See, look, he said, for whosoever has, to him shall be given. And he shall have what?
More.
But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken even that he has. So commercial-wise, social-wise, satanic-wise, the church at large has been being robbed of abundant life,
yes,
an abundant lifestyle,
yes,
being carriers of the glory of God,
yeah,
because they're checking on the outside too much. They have too many influential people in their lives. They got too many favorite programs. Too many favorite stories on TV. Fictitious. Fake. And they try to take pattern after some of that stuff. And they lose out on the good life. I watch a movie. They asked me the next 2 days, you remember that? I said, what? Shoot, I ain't carrying that thing with me, man. I just saw it that time and laugh a little bit. But I don't even know none of the actors. I don't have no more one superhero.
Yeah.
Get that junk out your mind. My favorite. Get that junk out your mind. Amen. Some people practicing. He is a perfect helper. Perfect helper. Perfected helper. This persuader, he is the producer of all victories. Are you listening?
Yes, I certainly am.
All right. My wife was writing a note. I was driving my RV. My wife was writing a note. And I said to her, write this down. He is the police of all levels. Well, he controls all levels.
Yeah, he is.
So supernatural persuasion must always come from the Holy Ghost, which make us live. Our life come alive and in all life situations. You listening?
Yes, sir.
He will lock you in your I am position.
Yes.
And your I am inheritance.
Amen.
He will lock you in your birthright of the I am position.
Amen.
You know, you almost have the right to say, when you see something you like, you could say, I am that.
Amen.
And a lot of time it'll go home with you.
Yes.
Or it'll show up real soon. Because you're using, oh my goodness. You're using an authority that nobody can question.
Yes.
You know, Psalm 24:1 say what? The earth is the Lord, the fullness, yeah, and the world, they that dwell in it. Huh? Psalm 23:1 say what? I shall not what? What you waiting for? You see, any good thing that you desire, God wants you to have it. But the scriptures are wrong. The scripture said, delight yourself in the Lord. You see, but that desire become more dynamic in the spirit when the persuader is in on it. Sometime we try to take scriptures without the persuader.
Amen.
Scriptures cannot come alive without the persuader. He the one put breath in your faith. Wow. You heard that? You heard that? I just heard it myself. He the one put breath in your faith. Otherwise, he the one put life in your faith. Jesus. I don't want you to miss this. He will lock you in your I am position and your I am inheritance. Get ready, because you're about to be imported unto another level of living. You're not at a regular Bible study. The Lord is speaking to you, and he's now gathering all the years you've put in. And saying to you, let me smile on your life now, like I never smiled before. You have moved beyond religious ideals. And now revelations about to be manifested in your life and lifestyle. Places you couldn't go before you came here tonight. You're going there. Because the same Holy Spirit that I'm teaching about is the one going to show you how to do it and give you the power to do it and move everything else out your way. The old bags that have been dragging behind you, they are cut tonight. See, it's a confidence, you know. This is the confidence we have in Him. We ask anything according to we hear. We know we hear. We know we have it. Therefore, I send you what things of you desire when you pray. Believe you receive Him. Sit down. What activate the hidden persuader? I told you some already. Grace, faith, promises, what is written, what is spoken, supernatural faith, supernatural hope, giving glory to God, all those things activated. You find it in Romans chapter 4, we just read. Mm-hmm. Now, I heard this one. I had to think about it myself in ministering. It's 575 online now. This hidden persuader, all the tricks that have been planned on keeping you in debt, you're almost out, but they show you something else. And they got so low interest on it, you think you're getting a deal. So you go buy that because they got commercials that activates you. See, a lot of times you think you're buying that stuff on your own, you've been activated by persuaders. They got persuaders sitting in room with chalks and iPads and stuff, and they're figuring out how to seduce you, how to implant something in you and make you believe you planted it there yourself. But see, from now on, this persuader, I'm persuaded, this persuader going to persuade you, you don't need that right now. I'm working on something. I'm getting off this system. I'm getting off Social Security. I'm getting on sound security. Seal security. That the government don't run. I'm going to ask you something tonight. God trying to do it for you. And I never heard this before, but I'm going to ask you something. I'm hearing it in my spirit. The key factor for the time we live in is to be on seed security. It might not sound much to you. It might not sound much to you. People laugh at you and they make all kind of look. That's the only security that's going to last. That's the one Jesus talked about. Seed security. I think that's why he brought that with money coming. So the body, a certain part of the body of Christ, and get into that security. I don't care what go down, baby. If you are consistently in seed security, I don't care what the economy do. I don't care what the master, what the mastermind do in the world. They can't touch you. They can run out all they want around. You never run out. No, God is not a man that he should lie. He said he made good. And see, that's what God's trying to usher us into seed security without being baked, whooped on. You know, you just got to get a revelation of it, all right? All right, a few more minutes. You got to get a revelation of it. All right, a few more minutes. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9, 10, and 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9, 10, and 11. I'm going to make a statement. I want you to give it. This Holy Ghost, the hidden persuader, He gives proof of things not seen. And what faith is proof. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Now, notice the ninth voice. But it's written, I have, ninth voice, use that right voice. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. The things which God had prepared for them that love him. So you can't see it normally. But then you go to the next verse, the persuader. See? What man know, what, but God had revealed them unto us. How? How?
By his spirit.
But you know, you can't walk in revelation if you're not persuaded. So what the Lord is saying? He's showing you how to wait long enough that the persuader can persuade you in a uncommon, unknowing way. See, the persuader don't use no calculator. He's the calculation. So a lot of times we move a little too fast without conviction, without being convinced. Now, that's going to be sad because we think Scripture going to get it. Scriptures can't get it without the persuader. I said, okay, I got kind of quiet over that time. Yeah, kind of quiet because, you know, I got my Scripture. Yeah, well, do you have the persuader? You didn't pick out a scripture trying to persuade God. And God, the only one can show you how to persuade him. See, when you're talking about the Holy Ghost, you're talking about God. God just sent himself to us through the Holy Ghost to know how he operates. Now you see them 25 scriptures you don't spit off. They haven't been working like they should because you haven't taken time to listen to the persuader. You don't know how to use no sword in the spirit.
Right.
You up there swinging, cutting your, all your neighbors and everybody up, cutting your family up you, with the scripture. You shouldn't have done that. Just cutting people all up. People just bleeding. You. Then you say, I love you. Oh my goodness. Here's what he do. Protect us from false moves and false decisions. How many of y'all have some of them? Yeah. The millennial generation are in trouble. They need to know the real persuader and how to yield to him. And you know, I'm going to have to say this worldwide, all the people on the line in here, we scared to talk to these children today. We won't call their hand. That's what I like about bread boys. Them boys raised. One boy worked for me, the other one ushered. Them boys raised, man. I don't know, bread. Them boys raised. And they respect their father. Yeah, you got to be a man. You can't expect mama to do that. These children need help. Yes. Every time you see somebody cross a line on you in the road, that's a phone. A lot of people's lives are being taken because they're persuaded they can't do without that doggone phone till they get to the house. I couldn't even find mine this time. I don't need it. I told my wife, I don't got no phone. I'll see you when I get back. I don't need no phone. She said, but you passed all these people. I done told these people what to do. Daniel was a young man, but he was smart. He refused to eat from the king's table. And he refused to stop praying.
Amen.
Without the persuader. And I'm not talking about, because y'all get scared when I go to talking about physical eating. Without the persuader, you're going to eat from everybody's table. And if you only, this going to hurt. If you only have special time for devotion, you don't love God. If 9 o'clock your time for devotion, 8 o'clock your time for devotion, and God can't get your attention, no time after 12, you said, I've done my duty. I've spent 1 hour. I ain't got no more time for this. And your answer came at 2 o'clock. Whenever he tap you on the shoulder, whenever you feel him tapping, it's time to go. Excuse yourself from the crowd. A lot of answers you've missed by having just devotional time. My life for the last 46 years is to take time for other stuff.
Right. Amen. Right. Yeah.
You should live a devotional life.
Yes.
You won't call on him when you want.
What?
Why he can't call on you when he won't?
Yes.
I heard 2 hallelujahs.
Hallelujah.
I'm just trying to, you know, train you.
Yes, sir.
You know, you always have the best. Yeah, you always have the best. Rape and seduction must be stopped believing that someone can help you better than the Holy Ghost. I was doing right reading my wife's note. I'm reading my note now. I'm getting, I could read my wife's note better than I could read mine. Appeals, implants, images by seducing spirit and the seducing system that masses respond with robotic decision. If you're a Christian, and if you're moving without conviction, you're a robot. And that's why the enemy got your soul working and he got your body working, but your spirit is not involved. And the only reason I'm telling you this, I'm not trying to whip on you, I'm just trying to whip you up to par so you'll know what to do. Because we're talking about this good life, we need to be living it.
Amen.
And giving it.
Yes.
Yes. Let me 2 more and I'm going to quit. There's so much tracking, like tracking you down, stalking, and draining going on today. We need a supernatural persuader with us at all times. Yeah, the world, they're tracking you right now. While you're sitting here in church, the system is tracking you down. Won't pull you off your route. The Holy Ghost, the hidden persuader, who hold fast to Jesus' agenda, will stop you from being robbed of the abundant life that belongs to you. What I've taught you tonight, and what we're going to put in this book, I've taught you John 10:10. Turn to it. I'll close with that. You will not have to live the first part of that verse anymore. I'm convinced. I'm sure. I'm certain. Because I've heard from God. I will live the I am abundant life. I'm not going to try to get this abundant life from the world system. I'm going to take it by force because it's already mine. Don't move without conviction. Don't move with scriptures by themselves until the Lord talk to you. Meditate. Be still until you know he's God. Then speak what he tell you to speak. And don't even be concerned about the results. Yes, because he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, are you following me?
Yes.
Now your life is on another page. You who are watching by internet, your life is on another page by this Holy Ghost, the hidden persuader. Because everything that's going wrong, it comes by persuasion. And there's many persuaders, but there's only one real persuader. God give you a persuader. The Holy Ghost is to persuade you not to let your body control you, not to let your mind control you, not to let your cousin control you, not to let your neighbor control you, not to let what people say control you. But you got to be under persuasion. Another word for it is conviction. One thing I asked the Lord 46 years ago when I came out of the street, the boys was coming to look for me. So it's at different clubs and different things I've blown. They come talk to me. Say, man, you can still be there. I'm a Christian. I'm in there. I said, no, I got something else. Amen. I just told him, I got something else. I can't go there anymore. And then I asked the Lord, I said, you know, I knew I was called. I knew I was saved. I knew he called me to preach the gospel. But I had a talk with him. And I told him, Lord, I want to be straight. I want to live right. I'm not perfect, but I want to live right. You understand? And that persuader. Have kept me in tight spots. Spot where you almost like you jam. But he always make a way to escape. Not just on that end. Ministry wise. Life wise. Family wise. That persuader. Say, Leroy, you're wrong. Yeah. Go back and ask the question to forgive you. Yes. You did that lately?
Yeah.
Then if you can't go back to the person, you know, if the person is not receptible, you could do it without them. But don't carry nobody in your heart wrong. I don't care how dirty they've been. I want you to let them all go. Your dirty mother-in-law or whoever it is, let them go. Let them go. Because you're just carrying them with you everywhere you go. They go to bed with you. In the morning, up there, how you doing? You know how I'm doing with you, yeah. Let it go. Now, we're talking about healing. We're talking about wealth. We're talking about health. Let them go. Tell the point next to you. Let them go. They get in the bed with you at night. They sit down, eat breakfast with you. They're always with you. Forgive them. Forgive them, man. Forgive them. Let them go. I call that mother-in-law thing because sometimes, man, them mother-in-laws, thank God I had a good mother-in-law, but man, them mother-in-law, in-law and out-law, all of them. Boy, you got to, Lord, see, let me go back. I got to go pray a little bit, yeah. Y'all like to go to them family function. You know they don't like you. Get all nervous. I went a little while to get all nervous, dropping stuff. So I decided to let them have peace. And I go, very seldom. You need an envelope for your giving. I decided to have them have some peace. I don't go, man, sure.